is ridiculous. Oh,
again. That's right, man. It's NBA Strayer. It's Thursday, April 12th, and it's the end of the NBA regular season. Woo! Brutal. What am I going to do with my life? It's crazy. That's it, man. It's NBA Strayer. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm here in Larryama Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. Just while repping Strayer a little bit, sure. So we're wrapping all 12 games from the last night of the NBA regular season, and what a night it was. Woo, man, we got some tins in us as well last night. Loved every second. It's fun as hell. So we'll wrap all those games and go through all the playoff matchups. Take a look at the final tank of losing standings for the other 14 teams as well. So there's that. We've got the usual dumbassery, like, yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball for the last time. The unpopular opinion of the day and Outback Takehouse. Get some shrimp with your take. Plus, as we do every day here on NBA Australia, we'll check in on every Australian NBA player just to see how they're going. Best part is they're all in the playoffs. It's not going to stop. This is awesome. Plus, it's Thursday, so we'll play Where in the World is Jonah Bolden? We'll swing by Kiwi Corner and we'll finish up with the brand new The Diary of Stephen Adams. Can you believe it? It's going to be an absolute corker. It's NBA Australia. Let's go.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Yeah, you better. Marge's going to back you down. Actually, you should watch out for the Shaq attack because you're going to get fucking fired, I reckon, if you're a coach. This is the Daily Whip Around. Right there, we talk about all things NBA. And wrap all 12 of these games. At first, a little bit of news. Jeff Hornacek of the Knicks and Frank Vogel of the Magic were both shit-canned by their teams today. We'll talk about both of those later in Inna. So let's get to the games. The final night of the season. That's tough. What am I going to do? I'm not going to have 12 games in a night anymore. Now I'm sad. All those awesome league pass nights. A couple of tins on the couch with the dog. Pretty bloody good. So we had some fun ones, some shit ones, great games left, right, and center, shit games left, right, and center. It was fun. So let's do it. Celtics beat the Nets 110-97. It's not even really the Celtics. This was the fucking main Red Claws with fucking Aaron Bangers Baines. Seriously, this lineup was ridiculous. The Celtics, what the fuck? They're all like, hey man, we're going to rest everybody. And everyone's like, that's fucking sweet. And the Nets are like, hey, we aren't going to rest nobody. And still lost. the Nets, you're so hopeless. I love it so much. They're just so bad, aren't they? So Boston, check out this starting lineup. It is a shit show. You got Yabusele, Nader, Baines, Larkin, and not Larry Bird, but Jabari Bird. Jesus, that is some G League shit plus bangers. Ugh, brutal. Anyway, so bangers, true to form, then went out and fucking smashed. Bangers and smash! Welcome to the House of Bane. 26 points. A career fucking high, son. 14 rebounds. That's the second highest, I think, he's a career. Best part is 26 and 14 in 20 minutes. Bangers! Woo! Love it. So there you go, Celtics. Crushed the Nets. 110-97. Nets, whatever. Just the end of another sad sack fucking season in Brooklyn. The Knicks. Actually, one team in New York did okay last night. The Knicks beat the Cavs 110-98. That's unbelievable. The Cavs, they saw Philly kicking the shit out of Milwaukee and just rested everybody. LeBron, everybody else played like 8 minutes, 11 minutes. That was it. So it was left to Ante Zizic, 20 points. Ante night. I love it. John Holland had 21 as well. That's a G League name right there. For the Knicks, meanwhile, Trey Burke. Little Trey Burke. That's so nice, isn't it? 19 points, 9 assists. Frankie Smokes. Frankie Nicotine. Fucking feels pretty good, I'll tell you. 16 points there for Frenchie. And way to win that last game, Knicks, and fuck your draft spot. Not smart. No one ever accused you of being smart. And then they fired Hornacek basically as soon as this game finished. I don't know if they left him in Cleveland, but it seemed like they may have. you have to get your own plane, Jeff. Here's $150 for a plane ticket. Now, fuck off. Raps, they lose to the Heat in a pretty interesting one. Like, the Raps could have rested for this, and then they didn't rest anyone because they're trying to win 60 games and lost. Ah! You stupid Raptors. Lowry and DeMar DeRozan there. 38 and 39 minutes respectively, and they lose to the Heat. Jeez, the Heat. Maybe just as well they ducked them in the playoffs, huh? Lowry, big booty. Carl Lowry had 28 points. DeMar had 19. Jakob, hello, I'm Jakob Poeltl. 16 and 12. 12 and 7 for my name is Jonas. He was carrying the whale. Raps, they got sunk by Wayne Ellington. 32 points off the bench. Fella hits 8 of 12 from 3. Where the fuck was that when you're on Brooklyn, Wayno, you dickhead? Everybody else on the Heat somehow all scored 11. This is weird. Seriously, Kelly Olynyk. Kelly, that's a girl's name, Olynyk. Justice Winslow, James Johnson, Tyler Johnson, and D-Wade all had 11 points. That's fucking bananas. The best part is Wingen Hassan Whiteside had 10, and so did BAM Adebayo. We could have had everybody on 11 points. It's so close. Anyway, so 8 double-figure scorers for the Heat. Way to go, Heat. Got the 6th seed. Raps, you fucking suck. Way not to win 60 games. They finish up in the 1 seed. I mean, good on them. On you, Canada. I mean, sure. 59 and 23, they finish up the year. 4 games clear of Boston Celtics, 55 and 27. So, good job. Good job, Toronto. Not good job. The Wizards. They lose to the fucking Magic. Fuck the Wizards. 101-92, they lose this. They shoot 34% from the field, and it's just a shit show. Beal, Satoransky, 13 each, just everyone else was fucking horrible. So they get stuck in the 8th seed. What an absolute fucking embarrassment the Wizards are at the moment. Lose to the Magic, who are led by Super Mario, 15 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Hashtag Free Mario. Get him off this fucking horrible Orlando team, would ya? Rest of the team is shit. They fired the coach. Free Mario. Yeah, Wizards, what are you doing? You're in the 8th spot. You locked yourselves in there. If you had won, you could have like slipped all the way up to 6. Or even into 2, like into 7, and then taken on the Celtics. Now you're stuck with the Raptors, you morons. Moving on, the Bucks. Speaking of which, they lost to the Sixers. Got their asses handed to them as well. The Sixers, 130 to 95. The Bucks, 16 straight for the Sixers. What? That is the hottest any team has ever gone into the playoffs. They had 80 in the first fucking half, mate. And I don't know if this is the Bucks ducking the Sixers here and like tanking to play the Celtics. It may have been because that's what happened, which is pretty bananas, right? So yeah, give me the old Sixers now taking on Miami. It's a bit tricky. Whereas the Bucks gonna feel good going up against the Celtics. Just saying. The best news out of this though is that Kelly, out back, Jesus, he came back. Love it. Yes. Good job, Marv. That's amazing. Dele is back, came back from his ankle injury. Last played February 2. Holy shit. Didn't have a great game. 10 minutes, missed all his shots, but still, whatever. Sixers, 24 for Dario, the homie Sarge. Big Simo got some rest, which was nice. We'll talk about him and Dele. And Thon. We had 3 Australians in this game. Thon Song, Big Simo, and King Dele. Out there crushing it. Simo, we'll talk about him in the NBA Australia Player Watch with all the other guys. 25 for Justin Anderson, 16 for TJ McConnell. Tej! And 19 for Rashawn Holmes. On your Sixers, you're the 3 seed Bucks. You're the 7 seed. You're playing the Celtics. Nice one. Meaningless game. Pistons, they kick the shit out of the Bulls, 119 to 87. Ugh, whatever. Enjoy that. Detroit. Lowry, that's a girl's name. Markkanen had 28. Detroit, they were led by Eric Morland. He had 16 points and 17 rebounds. Fucked if I know what an Eric Morland is. Nice one. But the big game of the night, the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, the playoff playing game. What a game. It goes to overtime. This is great. Timberwolves win and therefore make their first NBA playoffs since 2004. Jesus, back when KG was running amok. Unreal. How's that, though, that the Wolves never made the fucking playoffs to Kevin Love? That is an embarrassment. Anyway, what a game this was. The Joker for the Nugs. Nikola Jokic, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. Jam and Jamal Murray had 20 and was easily the most dangerous dude on the court for the Nugs. And the weird part was, when the Wolves clamped down, Jam and Jamal couldn't do shit. Got the ball out of his hands and that was all she wrote. Will the Thrill, Barton, he had 24, 8 and 5. 10 and 7 for Paul Thrillsap, who wasn't that thrilling, to be honest. The rest of the Nugs, blah, not great. Wolves, Jimmy Butler had 31, 5 and 5. Missed a game winner, went a bit long. Not a great play call. A big long fadeaway too, but whatever. I'm not accusing Tibbs of being a good coach. We're going to talk about that later. Big Cat, Kyle Anthony Towns, 26 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists. Big Wigo over there, 18. Tough to watch though, I'll tell you. And speaking of tough to watch, man, fuck Jeff Teague. Tibbs, Jeff Teague, we're going to talk about them later. But ugh, it was tough to watch. Fun game. Came down to the wire and you're like, man, when shit matters, like playoffs, that's fucking awesome. So I'm looking forward to way more of this in the actual playoffs. Speaking of shit that mattered, the Pelicans. They beat the Spurs. What was that? 112-98. Massive second quarter for the Pels, and that was all she wrote. Spurs gave everyone else a little bit of a run, but not too much. Just keep them all nice and warm. No one scored more than 11. Again, same with the Heat. Everyone's on 11 last night. LaMarcus Aldridge, DeJounte Murray, Tony Parker. Get me away from your wife. Asha's tried to sleep with her. Tony Parker. Yeah, weird. Spurs. Anyway, Pels, they were the opposite. Everyone fucking kicked ass. Nico Mirotic, 21 points, 15 rebounds. Anthony Davis, the brow, 22 points, 15 rebounds. A lot of 15 rebounds, apparently. Drew Holiday, 23 points, 7 assists. And Rondo, 19 points, 14 assists. So there you go, Pelicans. They now have to take on the Blazers. So they end up in, that'd be 6. So they now take on the Blazers, and the Spurs slip to 7 and take on the Warriors. Ooh, nice one. Grizzlies, they lose to the Thunder, 137-123, an absolute fucking joke of a game. But it was Rusty! He did it! He got 16 rebounds, he ended up with 20. Crazy bugger to average a triple-double for the year, which is fucking awesome. I love this so much. He only had 6 points, which is crazy in this game. He went 2 of 9 from the field. Too busy passing the fucker ball and then running after the rebound. God damn, it was funny as hell. Love you, Rusty, but Jesus. For the Grizz, Dylan Brooks, unreal, got a contract, got 36 points, career high, obviously, 14 and 22. How's the Grizz starting backcourt though? Kobe Simmons and Ben McLemore. It's a thrift shop right there, 15 and 14 respectively for them. But yeah, this Grizzlies, you know, second worst record in the league, that was pretty much all David Fizdale's fault, right? Right? No, it was David Fizdale. Oh, right. So they fired him at the start of the year and they were still shit? Right. Good job, Grizzlies. Paul George had 40 in this, 24 and 7 for Steven Adams as well. Mello. I don't know about this playoff Mello. 10 of 10. Jesus. Anyway, good job, Thunder. You end up in 4th. You have home court against the Jets. Good shit. Lakers, they beat the Clippers in LA. Obviously, because they're both in LA. 115-100. Oh, Andre Ingram. The feel-good story of yesterday, he only had 5 points in this one, took 9 shots, went 2 of 9 in 35 minutes. Still had 6 assists, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals, though. That's a great cup of coffee. Good on you, Andre Ingram. For the Clips in this game, Tobias Harris, the never nude, 23 points. Is he better than Blake Griffin at this point? Yeah, nah, maybe. Fuck. DJ DeAndre Jordan has 6 and 9. Nice. On your DJ. Enjoy being on a new team next year, I reckon. 15 for Montrezl Harrell and 12 and 10 for Boban Skervillagers. Good job, Boban Marjanovic. The Lakers, 25 for Gary Payton 2. Can we just call him Gary Payton Jr.? Gary Payton 2 sounds dumb. Sounds like a sequel to a trash talk movie. Josh Hart, he had 30 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists for the Lakers and 14 for Brook Lopez in what was probably his last game as a Los Angeles Laker. Classic Brook Lopez as well. Two rebounds. Mate, you're 7 fucking foot tall. 2 rebounds, get the fuck out of here. Other great game last night, the Blazers beat the Jazz 102-93 to clinch the 3 seed and knock the Jazz all the way down to 5. Pretty bananas. So way to win the 3 seed. Jazz are on a back-to-back. And talking to my mate PDX Pete, shout PDX Pete, what's going on? He reckons the Warriors tanked that Tuesday night jobbo to get the Jazz out of their bracket. I think he might be right. Rough one for the Jazz in this one, shot 37%. Donovan fucking Mitchell, 6-23 for his 17 points. And you say, Kobe, 6 of 23 is very Kobe-esque. Ricky Tiki Tata, Rubio, he had 17 as well. 13 and 13 for this Stafford Tower. I am Rudy Gobert. Blazers, Dame Dolla, 36 points, 10 assists. Absolutely crushed it last night as well. 13 and 25. Jeez. Ably backed up by Siege McCollum with 19. And Nurk, the Bosnian beer, hello. 13 and 9. Good job, Blazers. Needed that win too. They had been on a four-game losing streak. Now they go into the playoffs feeling a little bit better about themselves. Oh, that's nice. Speaking of feeling good about themselves, the Rockets. Everybody rested and they lost to the Kings 96-83, which is fucking hilarious. Oh, Kings. They end up with a... Because they won this game, they end up in a tie with Chicago. Oh my God. You could have had outright the sixth worst record, you fucking idiots. Now you can end up with a 7 pick. I don't know. So for the Rocks, 31 for Gerald Green. RJ Hunter popped up in this. Zhu Key, he had 2 points. How's this 8-man lineup though? Tariq Black, PJ Tucker, Gerald Green, RJ Hunter, Zhu Key, Onuaku, Aaron Jackson, and Joe Johnson got the start. Jesus. Rested everybody of importance. Good job, Rockets. For the Kings, big Willie Cauley Stein style, 22 and 11. De'Aaron Fox had 11, 8 and 4. Bogdan Bogdanovich, 12 and 12. Good year, good rookie year for the Serbian Rook. That's flying under the radar. It's pretty bloody good. And buddy, Steph Curry Hield had 14 points. And Vince Carter finishes his 20th NBA season with 12 points. And also, just a nod to Jerry Reynolds, the Kings announcer. He's off the broadcast as of next year, transitioning to some other role within the organization. Nice one, Jerry. Dude is an all-timer. Very fun to listen to. I like him a lot. So let's go through some of these playoff matchups. They're all set. There it is. It's set. Can you believe it? In the East, we have the Raps versus the Wizards, 1-8. Celtics, they take on Milwaukee. Interesting. Sixers will play Miami, 3-6. And then finally, Cavs versus Indy, 4-5. Very, very interesting matchup. So we're going to go through all of these matchups tomorrow in the big playoff preview episode. So this is a quick run through. So there you go, Raps, Wiz, Celtics, Milwaukee, Sixers, Miami, Cavs, Indy. And in the West, we've got Rockets versus the Timberwolves. Big Carl Anthony Towns, eh? The Warriors versus the Spurs. Vol, Jesus. Jazz versus Thunder. Or Thunder versus Jazz, as it were. Blazers. Wait, I've got that upside down. Blazers versus Pelicans, and then Jazz versus Thunder. So there you go. Rockets, Wolves, Warriors, Spurs, Blazers, Pelicans, Thunder v. Jazz. I dig it. Hot damn! I'm excited. That's some great playoff matchups, isn't there? Holy shit. Love me some first round. Means there's a lot of basketball. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's a night. That's a knife.
Russell Westbrook, that's a knife. Holy shit. 20 rebounds, a career high, averages a triple-double for the second straight year. That is a fucking year-long knife, even though he's stat-chasing. I couldn't give a fuck. Do you know how cool it is to average a triple-double for a year? Oh, but bro, you're stat-padding. You know who else could stat fucking pads? Anybody. You know who hasn't been able to average a triple-double? Anybody since fucking Oscar Robertson? Fucking hell, Rusty, that is amazing. And honorary extra NBA Australia-approved performance of the night. Fucking bangers. Aaron Bangers Baines, a career high 26 and 14 in only 20 fucking minutes. Fucking hell, mate.
Bangers, put in some work. You know, played a bit of defense. Out there, crashed it 26 and 14. No problems, mate.
Good job, Bangers. Hashtag on ya. All right, who's old mate no mates, though?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? It's Tibbs and Jeff Teague. What the fuck was that at the end of that horrible... Oh, my God, the Wolves. It's like they're shooting themselves in the fucking feet. It's like, oh, let's get the ball out of Jimmy Butler and big Carl Anthony Towns' hands and let Jeff Teague just fucking take a dump in the middle of the hardwood there in Minnesota. It's running a two-man game with Jeff Teague and Taj fucking Gibson while you've got Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns on the floor. What the fuck? Do you know how lucky you are to make the playoffs now, considering you tried so fucking hard to lose that game? Ugh, it was almost impossible to watch. It's like, why is Jeff Teague doing anything as opposed to... And that, look, in this two-man game, it's like, that's fine. Jeff Day can bring the fucking ball up. Then get fucking rid of it and stand in a corner, Jefe. God damn. The worst part is Karl Anthony Towns is standing in a fucking corner while Taj Gibson is like fucking run. It's like, just give the fucking ball to Butler and Towns and let them do shit. Karl Anthony Towns is being fucking guarded by Nikola Jokic, who couldn't guard fucking me. Every time they gave Karl Anthony Towns the fucking ball, he literally just walked straight past Jokic and scored. And Tibbs, for some fucking reason, is like, nah, I reckon Jeff Teague's is probably a better option. What the fuck? There you go. Oh, mate, no, mates. Just as well you won. Also, the Wizards. What the actual fuck is going on there? Like, that, what a shit show. I know that John Wall didn't play last night, but A, they all hate John Wall anyway, and B, they still lost to the fucking Magic. Jesus. Idiots. Ah, fuck the Wizards. All right, Tankapalooza, let's do it. It's the final one. This is going to be the final Tankapalooza. And so with the, we're going to get some coin flips a little bit further along. We're going to have a coin flip between Dallas and Atlanta. So number one pick, best odds, NBA draft 2018. Phoenix end up with the worst record of 21-61. Memphis, the second worst, 22-60. Dallas and Atlanta tie for the third worst, 24-58. Orlando are their fifth, 25-57. And then you have Chicago and Sacramento tied in sixth at 27-55, because Sacramento are very dumb and won that Rockets game against the weird Rockets Rio Grande fucking Vipers G League team that they put out last night. Brooklyn, they really should have beaten the Celtics, but at the same time, the Knicks should not have won last night. So they're 8-9. Brooklyn, obviously their pick goes to Cleveland. That's currently in 8 before the lottery. 9, we have New York. And then we have 10, we have the Lakers at 35-47. Their pick goes to Philly. Charlotte in 11 at 36-46. Probably should have tanked a little bit earlier, fucking Charlotte, you idiots. You could have ended up a little bit higher. Instead, you're in 11. Could have been in fucking, ooh, I reckon, easily 10. Detroit, they're in 12th, 39-43. Their pick goes to the Clippers. And then the Clippers themselves, 42-40-13. So the Clippers will probably have picks 12 and 13. Kind of fun, I guess. Best of luck with that, Doc. And Denver, round out the lottery. Round out the tank, 46-36. Tough. Tough one for Denver. Anyway, so there you go. That's the Tankapalooza all wrapped up for 2018. Don't have to watch any of those shit teams ever again, even though I really like watching a lot of them. Well, maybe not basically the worst nine, but, you know, at least Denver are fun. Actually, I fucking hate most of these teams. Detroit suck, Clippers suck, Charlotte suck, Lakers, yeah, they were fun. Anyway, so maybe of those 14 teams, Denver and the Lakers were, like, fun in basically the last 3 months. Maybe Brooklyn, but still, whatever. All right, let's go to better than Lonzo Ball, speaking of the Lakers.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. That's right. This is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball. Last night it is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball, and it might be our last one because Lonzo didn't make the playoffs. So it's a bit hard when you don't have a comparison. So let's finish with a bit of a flourish, shall we? Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, had 20-8 last night. Markel Fultz, we didn't mention this at the top, but in the Sixers game, in their 16th consecutive win, Markel Fultz, the number one pick, the only person picked ahead of Lonzo Ball in last year's draft, had his first career triple-double. On you, Markel, can't shoot, had 13 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, didn't matter, that was awesome, became the youngest player in NBA history to record a triple-double. Popping, I believe, Lonzo. Unreal. Good job, Markel. That's fucking great. I just feel good, like, for the kid. I just hope that he, you know, puts it all together. Let's keep going. Jason Tatum had a pretty good one last night. Well, didn't play last night, but became the fifth rookie in NBA history and the first since Steph Curry to finish a rookie season with 1,000 points and a three-point percentage of at least 40%. On ya, Jason Tatum. Speaking of threes, Donovan Mitchell made 187 three-pointers this season, breaking Damian Lillard's record for a rookie. Donovan Mitchell, 187 three-pointers made. That is pretty bloody good. And of course, Big Ben Simmons, 12 triple-doubles for the year. That is an absolute ball terror. That's pretty bloody good. That also breaks the... Well, basically, he's second all-time for rookies, well, because I believe the Big O had more. But that is pretty fucking good, I'll tell you that much. So, look, great rookie crop, loving it. Dennis Smith Jr. was awesome. Like, De'Aaron Fox was radical fun. Frankie Smokes, Chris Dunn's not a rookie, but it feels like it. Look, just lots of fun shit all the way around. And Lonzo Ball, look, if he had have been healthy yet, if he had to play the entire season, who knows? He finishes the year with 10.2 points, 6.9 rebounds, 7.2 assists, 0.8 blocks, 1.7 steals, and 2.5 turnovers a game. Finishes only having played 52 games on the year. Not great. He shot 36% from the field, 30.5% from three, 45.1% from the free throw line. And look, not great. So Donovan Mitchell made 187 three-pointers. Lonzo made 90. That's less than half. So Donovan Mitchell broke the rookie record for threes made in a season. Lonzo broke the record for most times his dad was mentioned on ESPN while playing like shit. So there you go. Ah, come on. I want Lonzo to come back and be awesome. Let's fucking do it. It's way more fun when he's good. All right, let's get to Yeah Nahs right after these words. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. All right, we're back. NBA Straya. Yeah, nah. We take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, if Ben Simmons shot as much as Donovan Mitchell, would he average 22 points a game? Yeah, nah. Yeah, of fucking course he would. Look at his true shooting percentage. That was a question that got sent to me via Twitter. Had to answer it, so thanks. I believe that was Luke who sent that one through. Good shit. Great question. Love it. Pretty bloody good, I'll tell you that much. Pretty. That was Luke Hausler. Thanks a lot, Luke. Good stuff. Ben Simmons, if he shot as much as Donovan Mitchell, his true shooting percentage is through the fucking roof. So of course he'd crush it. Give me some of that big Simmo just out there fucking smashing Donovan Mitchell, I'd say. I mean, come on. Come on. What are we talking about? It's just silly, isn't it? Just fucking silly. All right, moving on. Number two. Did Jeff Hornacek deserve to get shit canned by the Knicks? Yeah, I don't really quite think so. Once the zinger went down, what the fuck was meant to happen? Like, do you think if the zinger stays healthy all year and they just miss out on the playoffs, do you think Hornacek gets fucking fired anyway? Maybe not. So why fire him? It's fucking weird. I mean, they were playing pretty fucking well with the zinger. He goes down and they tank. I mean, that makes sense. And then you fucking fire the guy? Get the fuck out of here. Enjoy Mark Jackson. Number three, did Frank Vogel deserve to get fired by the Magic? Yeah, but maybe because he made fuck all progress with actual NBA players on that roster. They did have some problems, but just didn't seem to work there, did it? So I don't know. That's a hard one. I'd probably still lean on nah. All right, so let's get to the unpopular opinion of the day then. What do you reckon?
Hey, look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. I don't think either coach deserved to be fired that much. I think both got by new front officers who are going to bring in their own dudes in both New York and Orlando. Really looking forward to seeing what Frank Vogel does in, like, Milwaukee or Phoenix, though. I think that'll be good. And I don't know if Hornacek gets another gig soon because the fucking Knicks ruined the poor bugger. A tough one. Tough one. All right. You ready for Outback Takehouse today? Outback Takehouse. Get some shrimp on your steaming hot takes. Also, here's a blooming onion. What the fuck is that? Also, Alice Springs chicken. Who the fuck ever knew what Alice Springs chicken was until you went to Outback Takehouse? All right, Outback Takehouse today. Kawhi Leonard is coming back for the Warriors series and all this has been a fake out. Yeah, nah, probably not. I mean, that'd be awesome. That'd fucking blow my mind. Imagine if Popovich had just been faking. This has been like a massive long con. Actual Outback Takehouse. Rusty's triple-double. Averaging it for a second year means that he should win the MVP. I don't know if I really believe that. Pretty good take, though. Pretty good. All right, let's get the Australian Player Watch. What do you reckon? After, let's say, these words.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. We're back. NBA Straya's Australian Player Watch. Let's do it. Ben Simmons last night, as mentioned, got to chill a bit because they kicked the fucking bejesus out of the Bucks. 22 minutes, 4 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks. Took it very, very, very chill. It was pretty good. So, Big Simo ends up finishing the year averaging 15.8 points, 8.1 rebounds, 8.2 assists, 1.7 steals, a block per game, shoots 54.5% from the field. That is a fucking absolute ball terror of a year. On you, Big Simo. That's unreal. All right, let's go on to Patty Mills. How'd he go last night? Yeah, not great in that loss to the Pelicans. Brutal game. 0 points, 0 of 4 from the field, 0 of 3 from 3, 2 assists, 3 turnovers. Had been on a tear, averaging 14, 4, and 2 over his last, like, 8, 9 games. For the year, Patty ends up averaging 10 points a game. That is his third highest in his career. Basically, he had 10.3 and 10.2, so that's pretty bloody good. 2.8 assists, 1.9 rebounds, shoots 41% from the field and 37.2% from three, which is his lowest of the last 3 years. A bit tough. Yeah, interesting year for Patty, up and down. Joe Ingles lost to the Blazers last night. Again, a bit of a rough one there for the Jingler. Just, you know, they, you know, the old back-to-back. He had 2 rough games to finish the season, which is a bit tough, but what are you going to do? Anyway, the Jingler, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 turnovers, 2 of 7 from the field. He finishes as the 5th best 3-point shooter in the league. Averages a career high 11.5 points for the year, 4.2 rebounds, 4.8 assists, 46.7% from the field and 44% from three. On your Jingler, crushing it, mate. Dante Exum in the win over the, in the loss last night. Not a great one from the two Aussies, but what are you going to do? So Dante played 20 minutes. He had 6 points, goes 2 of 6 from the field, 3 assists, 1 rebound. In his games this year, he ended up playing 14. He averaged 8 points, 1.9 rebounds, 3.1 assists, shot 48.3% and 27.8% from three. Yeah, the 3-pointers just didn't start dropping at the end of the year. Dele! Last night in the loss to the Sixers, he came back, had an absolute shit one, I'll tell you that much. Oh, Jesus. 10 minutes. Goes 0 of 3 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3. Had 3 assists, though. 1 rebound, 1 turnover. First game since February 6, bro. Brutal. Outback Jesus, though, came back in the time of need. Resurrected. I love it. 4.3 points for the year, 1.7 rebound, 3.8 assists. Saw his minutes drop precipitously this year with the addition of Eric Bledsoe and Malcolm Brogdon sort of taking over his primary backup role. 36.2% from the field, not great. And 37.2% from the 3-point line. So there you go. On your Dele, nice to have you back though. Thon McCurr. 13 minutes against the Sixers last night, 1 of 3 from the field. Ends up 3 points, 1 rebound, 1 turnover. Just a bit of a shit one all around. Look, he's also had a bit of a struggle towards the second half of the year, which is when you really want him to come on. Ends up averaging 4.8 points a game, 3 rebounds, 0.6 assists, 0.7 blocks per game, shoots 41.1% from the field and 29.8% from three. That's down from 37.8% last year. That is fucking worrying. It only 0.1 of a more attempt per year, so... Jesus, son. Not great, mate. Not great. What are you doing? All right, how about Aaron Bangers? Baines, as mentioned, what a fucking legend. Unreal. In 20 minutes, he puts up a career-high 26 points on a career-high field goal attempts. 12 of 23, he goes. Second highest career total of rebounds as well for 14. Unreal. In only 20 minutes. That is fucking incredible. Also has, 2 assists and a foul, 1 turnover. Way to go, Bangers. Also launched 1-3. Ends up 3 of 20 from 3 for the year, which is absolutely fucking awesome. Averaged 6 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, 1.1 assists in only 18 minutes. It's pretty good. 47% from the field. A bit low, but, you know, still crushing it. Good job, mate. Oh, it's actually 3 of 21 on Bangers' 3-point attempts this year. On your Bangers. Andrew Bogut, he's back in Australia hanging out. Mango Mathiang is just chilling. And the final part of the Australian player, watch Kyrie. Look, out for the season. What are you going to do? All right, so we're going to come back after the break. We've not got no game preview, so we're going to do the Kiwi Corner, and where in the world is Jonah Bolden? Because, you know, why not? Let's do it after these.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce.
This is Stephen Adams, hey, brew. And you're listening to NBA Strayer, hey. Cheer, brew.
All right, we're back. It's Thursday. So what are we doing Thursdays? It's time for Kiwi Corner. So let's go. Stephen Adams, bro, played three games this week to end the season. The big Kiwi win over Houston. He had 12 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Win over Miami, bit of a not a great one. 31 minutes, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. And he probably boxed out for about 87 rebounds in that last game against Miami, and then in Memphis for Rusty to get his triple-double. So Rusty may have picked up Stephen Adams. Use a motherfucker to beat a motherfucker. Just throwing him at dudes. And then in the win over Memphis last night, 24 points, 7 rebounds, 9 of 12 from the field, 1 steal. That's his third highest scoring game of the year, 24 and 7. On you, Stephen Adams. It's pretty bloody good, mate. Not bloody bad, bro. Not bloody bad. And look, so in his last two games, he only got 10 rebounds, while Rusty had, I believe, 38. Yeah. I reckon Stephen Adams should probably get half of those, at least credit. Can you just give him half a rebound for each of those? And also, so it's Thursday, so let's quickly play a bit of where in the world is Jonah Bolden? That's right, the Sixers' second-round pick from last year, hanging out there in Israel. He actually got to go to Spain for their last EuroLeague game of the year with Maccabi Tel Aviv against Valencia Basket. They lost by 3 points in Maccabi Tel Aviv. Jonah had a pretty good game. 12 points, 5 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. Had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Pretty good game all around. And Norris Cole, interestingly enough, had 22 in that as well. Jonah then missed the win against Maccabi Bazan Haifa on Tuesday. And now they've got a couple more Israeli BL domestic games into the playoffs and see how they go. So let's go, Jonah. Smash him. And that's it. So we don't have any game previews today because there are no games tonight. How good is that? The missus is going to be fucking stoked, I'll tell you. She gets back tonight to be like, what are you doing? You're not watching basketball. There's no basketball on. Just me and the dog sitting on the couch staring into fucking space. Don't know what I'm going to do with myself. So what we are going to do tomorrow, it's going to be a huge, massive NBA Strayer playoff preview. We're going to give out some NBA Strayer awards, like best bloke of the year, biggest shithead of the year. We're going to have our All-Straya team. And we'll also give out our picks for MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Sixth Man, Rookie, Coach of the Year, and all that sort of stuff. And then, finally, our massive playoff preview where we'll actually break down each of those matchups, talk about them a little bit more in depth, talk about the Australians' role in each of them as well. And it's going to be an absolute bloody hurler. So there you go. That's tomorrow. And that is it for today. We're back, as mentioned, tomorrow for a huge playoff preview show tomorrow. I can't wait for this. It's going to be awesome. Best bloke of the year is going to be an absolute fella. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Strayer. Like us on Facebook over at NBA Strayer as well. Don't forget to make sure you subscribe to NBA Strayer on iTunes, Google Play, wherever the fuck you get your podcast. Chuck us a nice rating and review while you're at it. Go on. Just a review. Go, oh, this guy's a bit of a dickhead, but fucking, like, he does it every day, so it's pretty good, I guess. Come on. Also, if you've got any mates who like basketball, want to listen to a podcast about it, tell them. Just go, oi, you listen to NBA Australia, you fucking idiot. You should be. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats. They are the best band in Australia. Their new song, Stop, is an absolute bloody ripper. That request from Triple J, Stop by House Hats. So fucking good. Extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you hear throughout the episode. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands! Yeah, we do. If you're in a band, mates are in a band, hit me up. I'll play it. And that's it. Stick around for a new episode of The Diary of Stephen Adams. That's how we're going to close it out. And we will catch you tomorrow, dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Horizon!
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. That's Stephen Adams here, eh? Just popping by NBA Australia, brew, to read my diary, eh? Just before the playoffs, brew. So let's do it, eh? Okay, here goes, brew. Here, diary. That's me, Stephen Adams, eh, brew? But you knew that, eh? Because you're my diary? Hey, brew. So, it's been a fun week, brew. We made the playoffs, eh, brew? We didn't even clinch until just the other day, brew. But when we did, it was a bug relief, eh?
Because if we hadn't have, oh, I don't know what little Russ would have done, bro. He probably would have killed my friend Terrence, eh? He once just punched Terrence in the face because he once stole one of his rebounds, bro. He's a bit mental, eh, that Russ? But speaking of Russ, we helped him get a lot of his rebounds in the last two games, eh, bro? Just so the fella could average a triple-double, eh? Which is pretty sweet, as if you ask me. Triple-doubles are really tough, bro. Like, about as tough as playing rugby back home in NZ with my 42 brothers and sisters and my cousin Rongo, bro. He's always trying to stick his fingers in people's bums, eh? I worry about Rongo sometimes, bro. Anyway, so we made the playoffs, eh, bro? And my mum sent me an email congratulating me. She said, "Dear Stephen, bro, we are all very proud of you, bro, for once more making the playoffs, bro. Your cousin Rongo said so too, even though he's in jail, bro. Anyway, have a hungy for us, bro. Love, your mum." Aw, so sweet, bro. Almost as sweet as this playoff hungy I've been cooking since last week, bro. I buried it in my backyard last Tuesday, bro. So it should be sweet as, eh, bro? Looking forward to eating that, bro. I'm gonna take it into the fellas and be all like, "Hey, look, bros, a playoff hungy, eh?" And they'll be all like, "Oh, Stephen, bro, that looks delicious, bro." And I'll be like, "Oh, sweet as, bro." And then we'll tuck in, bro. Can't wait, eh? I love a playoff hungy, bro. So, okay, that's it for this week, bro. I've just spent my day off in my journals drinking Dr. Pepper from my chili bini, bro. So I can't wait to take on Utah and that big French fella, eh? Should be good fun. Okay, bro. I'll ride into you next week when we're playing in Utah, eh? Kia ora, bros. Love, Stephen Adams, eh, bro?